Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 8 of Luke chapter 5. But when Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And likewise also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not fear. From now on you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him.
In yesterday's scripture passage, we heard that Peter said yes and then let down his nets. And today we heard how the soon-to-be apostles' plans were irrevocably changed. Fishing was put on hold, and Peter became a disciple of Jesus Christ. You are also a disciple of Jesus if your trust is in him and your heart's desire is to obey him. Obedience to God never disappoints. Jesus filled Peter's empty nets with an enormous catch and made him into a fisher of men. God can do this with our finances, relationships, or any other area of our life, but he does so in his way and for his purposes. Obeying God makes his power evident in our life. Peter's yes allowed him to witness a miracle. He could have looked at his to-do list and said, "I'm too busy." Or he could have pointed out that he was a fisherman and knew better. But Peter agreed and witnessed the power of God, first in that boat and later in his own life. Obedience helps us understand God and ourselves. Having seen the miracle of the full nets, Peter gained fresh insight into who Jesus was, and by contrast, how he himself was a sinful man. And when asked a direct question, he declared his belief that Jesus is the Christ. What is God asking of you today? Listen carefully, say yes, and watch what he accomplishes in and through you.